B-Pod Studios.
Good morning, everybody. Happy Friday, day two of the wall-to-wall NCAA tournament action. Another 16 games today. Jason Ortiz, I'm Anthony Gargano.
That is 16?
It was awesome yesterday. Villanova.
Yeah.
Able to scratch and claw and survive St. Mary's. And now it's on to Purdue.
Oh, I love it. Jay is my man.
He is a great coach.
The best, man. I love it.
Look, that was a tough game, man. I had a bad feeling about that game going in. Tough game. And they were able to claw Phil Booth. I mean, that was great, man. Yeah. That was a great win. He's an amazing coach, dude. He's such a great coach. This year, they have no business doing what they're doing. They just don't.
Yeah, you go smoke and mirrors, but no, it's not smoke and mirrors. It's stellar coaching and preparation,
yeah, man.
And a program and a staff that knows what the heck they're doing.
Yeah.
Boy, what a week it's been, man. Wow.
It's pretty awesome, isn't it? I mean,
I wrote everything down that happened this week. I mean, look at this. I mean,
the Flyers win last night. By the way.
Oh, the kid.
That was it. The kid was out of his mind last night.
Oh, the kid. Anthony, for the kid to do what he did coming in, right? And then he gets pulled those couple of games and then goes out injured. And then comes back, has a rusty start. And then to be able to do that on the backside. That is the harbinger that things, that the potential that he has. They won a game last night, got outshot 41-28. He gives up one. He bails him out several times in huge spots early in the game. We talked about giving up early goals, what that does to a team and deflates you.
Totally.
He is, the saves weren't just good last night. They were great.
Oh my God.
It was the best game he's played.
No, he's ridiculous. And on the road, against a tough team.
Yeah, that team's not playing bad. You're looking at the playoffs, but they're playing really good.
No. They got talent. Uh-huh. They have had an uptick.
Like Kane's an MVP candidate.
Yeah, man.
Could win it. So,
no, I thought that was just a great win last night.
It really was.
For him. I mean, for the team and for him. But it was...
They're 4 points out.
But look at this.
It's not over. I played taps the other day. I got to rescind it.
Yeah, no, it's not over. It's not
to
over.
Go.
So,
unreal.
You know, it's funny because it was the week that was in so many ways, beginning on Sunday against Milwaukee.
Exactly where I started.
I mean, when you go through the week, you go, oh my Lord, what a great sports week. Mm. So you have the Sixers on Sunday against Milwaukee in a thrilling game, able to win in a place where nobody wins. They make a statement to the Bucks. They show you that the Sixers are the better matchup against Milwaukee. Then they go do the same. They beat Charlotte on Tuesday night.
Without Embiid.
Yes.
Yep.
And then, of course, the Celtics game, which was the great game that we talked about yesterday and just gushed over. And then
first win over the Celtics since game four of the playoffs last year, mind you.
Yeah.
And I wrote down six letters really big at the bottom of my little Sixer section here. Butler. The Butler did it with the Rock at the center. To go back to the Clue game.
Well, that's pretty good. The Clue game. But the thing about Jimmy that's been, again, it led up to Sunday. Because to me, Sunday was the Jimmy coming out party. Of course, you know, he's the killer down the stretch against Boston.
Mm-hmm.
But those two, the two biggest games of the year, he shows up. Brett runs the offense through him toward the end.
Yep.
Like, you know, listen, enough can't be said about that.
Yeah, not for nothing. He scored 28 against Charlotte, too. And JJ at 27. But yeah, I mean, week for Butler.
Yeah, forget about Shaw for a second. Yep. I mean, it was good and all, but whatever. You had these two behemoths in your way that you're jostling with, and he was able to figure it out. The offense runs best when you run it through Jimmy at the end of games. He just can create.
It's just what it is, and you got to accept it. And the deal here with that too, Anthony, is that they did it against, as you mentioned, two great teams. And what does it all mean? It just means that they know the formula. Like, we all felt like we knew that was the way to do it. But now they did it. They executed it. And they got the result.
Yeah.
What a great week for the Sixers. I mean, I give the Sixers week an A++.
Yeah, well, I mean,
tremendous week
for
them.
You win two road games, and then you beat the Celtics at home.
Yeah. Awesome.
It's funny. You know, that kind of does it. Like, see right now, I'm ready to start the playoffs.
Yeah. You don't want to hit fast forks. You got the tournament. But, yeah, you're right.
You know what I'm saying? I got the
playoffs. Now you know what you got.
Yeah. It's all that matters. Yeah. Like, none of the games in the regular season matter from here on out.
Yeah, the Hawks game tomorrow is not going to have any impact on how you feel going into the playoffs. And look, we still may go a little up and down because we don't like a substitution from Brett Brown or whatever.
Yeah, but these games,
those games are the ones you have to keep in your brain.
They won the two biggest games, and that was the message that they needed. And then yesterday, Bryce Harper hits his first two home runs as a Philly, and you start to think, wow, this summer is going to be
ready.
This summer is going to be fun.
Yep.
It starts this coming Thursday.
6 days away. Here's what I wrote down. Phillies, first and foremost this week, on the SI cover. I guess it's the regional edition. It's got Hoskins, Harper, JT, Realmuto, and Aaron Nola on the cover, right? And then Harper homers twice yesterday. He didn't just homer. You heard the crack of those ball. Mikey Miss says he said it to Bryce Harper. You got a violent swing.
Yeah.
Well, I heard a violent connection yesterday twice. Yeah. Awesome.
Yeah, I mean, he gets after it.
Oh,
I mean, he gets hit. Listen to that. Give me that.
Smashes
give me that.
Smashes it.
It's a great sound.
That feels like good weather. Like, that sound reminds me of good weather and the smell of a hot dog at sauerkraut. It really does.
Yeah, it's true.
Unbelievable.
But it was a great day to see Harper hit both. And then, tournament in full swing. What a great day of basketball yesterday.
Yeah.
The game that stood out to me was did you see the New Mexico State game?
Yeah.
Auburn.
Yep. So, wow, Barkley was going bananas, by the way.
Yeah, Charles going freaking out. But it was a wild, wild game.
Yeah.
Where, you know, so New Mexico State has so many chances. So they finally get it down. They're down two with the ball. Bruce Pearl sweating profusely. He's the coach of Auburn. Kid from New Mexico State got a lane, beats his man. He's got a bunny. He's under the he's right at the basket. He's got a bunny, and he whips it out for a three.
Mm.
And you're going, dude, what are you doing?
What
tie the game.
Thinking, man?
Tie the game. But he must have thought that the score was different. Anyway, kid gets whipped out. The kid shoots the three. He gets fouled. Right? He front rims the first one, makes the second. The third comes up. And it's down and then out.
That's crazy.
And there's a fight for the rebound. Ball out. Red ball. New Mexico State's basketball. 1.1 seconds left in the game. Down one with ball. Inbound under the basket. They get a roll. There's nothing. There's nothing to paint. They roll a screen, back screen. The kid's open with a corner three.
Yep.
Open look. Air ball. Yeah. Game over.
Game over. Auburn moves on to take on Kansas.
Charles survives.
Yeah, and he was sweating it big time. Talk about sweating. So Auburn's going to face Kansas, who got a first-round win. They beat Northeastern. Some interesting results. Gonzaga rolls. You know, and then you got day two. Now you got day two of the tournament.
Yeah, it was a fun day, man. I love that stuff.
Yeah.
It was a fun day. But that game was thrilling. Yale came back.
Yep.
Maybe it was sweat.
Yeah, the
Gonzaga looks nasty.
Yeah. Purdue wins. So you get that Purdue-Nova matchup. You like that? You like Nova in that matchup?
I do. I like that. Actually, I did not like them against St. Mary's. I do like them against Purdue. I thought it was going to be a grinded-out game,
mm-hmm.
which keeps the underdog in St. Mary's.
Yeah.
Exactly the way they played out, but they gutted it out because they're well-coached.
Yeah.
Listen, that dude is a great, great great coach. I can't stress
Jay.
How great a coach that Jay Wright is.
Yeah, he really is. And we saw the end, to recap the week, if you will, we saw the end of two Philadelphia basketball, college basketball coaches. Martelli was fired unceremoniously.
No.
And rather callous, if you will. And, you know, with the Temple Owls losing in the play-in game to Belmont, the end of the Fran Dunphy era as well. So it's been quite the week, Anthony.
Yeah,
I mean, pretty
wild.
When you're talking about March like this, to have all of these different teams, all these different avenues of sport in play with huge stories, not only nationally but locally, it's a pretty wild week.
Yeah, no,
I recall one
cool.
like this.
Pretty cool. It's perfect on a Friday to kind of put a cap to it.
Yeah, and the Eagles are having a reunion too.
Yeah,
you know?
Vinny Curry comes back. I kind of want to, that's one of the questions that I have today, which is.
For the five?
Looking at where they are off season wise. I mean, because most of your work's now done in the off season.
Well, you still have maybe some little things running back.
What's your grade? Running back, I keep waiting for the back.
Yeah, I keep hearing, well, don't worry, it's only been 2 weeks of free agency. Well, free agency in the NFL cools really quick.
Yeah, well, it thins out quick.
Yeah, people rush. It's like when a snowstorm's coming, you go to the grocery store to get the bread and the milk. It goes quick. You got empty shelves there now.
That's right. It's just that fake milk. The silk milk.
Oh, man. Like almond milk?
Yeah.
I'm anti-almond milk, by the way.
Are you?
Yeah. I'm a 1 or 2 percenter. The Rosenbergers.
Well, that's a brand, the Rosenberg milk.
Oh, it's fantastic. It's so perfect. Do you like milk?
I have my coffee.
I love milk. I have milk with spaghetti. It's great.
Oh,
that's a great combination, just to let you know.
Oh, God, I just want to vomit.
Paul, did you say milk and spaghetti?
Love it.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it's so good.
You know what you are? You're a garbage disposal.
In a lot of ways.
You just throw anything in there.
Well, you should see how I eat it, too. I like mix everything together with everything I eat.
All right.
If I have meatloaf, mashed potatoes, and corn, I mix it all together, Mom.
Well, that's fine.
Yeah.
But milk and spaghetti, like, you go in sauce?
That's not
you
fine.
Going,
yeah.
Like,
no,
it's not.
No,
not
the
fine.
Meatloaf and mashed potatoes.
I don't do meatloaf, so I don't even know.
Oh, no, that's fine. The spaghetti and milk, do you have sauce on there? Butter?
Like, no, sauce. Come on, what's the matter? No, gravy.
Gravy, okay. Yeah, but with milk.
Yeah, absolutely. Nice big, tall glass of milk.
That's just so horrible.
I'm
sorry. You're such a...
garbage. 610-632-0975.
Bit of a troglodyte, my boy.
My boy. It is the Midday Show. That's Anthony Gargano. We got a ton to get into. You heard all the things we mentioned. It's all in play today, frankly.
All right,
it's
simple. Get a cup of coffee.
Yeah, get some milk in there. Some silk. Jason Martinez here to tell you about FanDuel, because college sports fans, you know what it is. The tournament is finally here, and you can get in on all the college basketball madness with FanDuel Sportsbook. Now, your knowledge of the game and the top teams, it could pay off for you in a big way. FanDuel, they got more ways to win with spreads, props, and parlays, so it's easy to find the right bet for you. So make sure you download the FanDuel Sportsbook app today and go to FanDuel.com/NJ. Make sure you use my code Jason and get your first bet risk-free. Just place any bet. We'll refund you up to $500 in site credit if you don't win. The madness, yeah, it's here. Is Duke going to run away with it? Well, I don't know. Maybe Virginia? Could they make some noise? How about Nova, the local squad? They got an opening round win. I can't wait to see the action unfold. The most exciting time in college basketball, it's here. So sign up with FanDuel Sportsbook today and place a risk-free bet up to $500. No worries if you don't if you lose, because FanDuel Sportsbook will refund your bet up to $500 in site credit. So just download the app or go to FanDuel.com/NJ. Use my code Jason to sign up. Again, FanDuel.com/NJ, and the code is Jason to get your risk-free bet in now for tournament time. New users only. Refund issued to site credit 21 plus and present in New Jersey. See full terms and conditions at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
10 o'clock hour brought to you by Window Nation. When you're searching for windows, search windownation.com.
Yes.
I am not alone.
You're not alone in what?
I had a bunch of tweets here. Mike English, I drink milk with spaghetti dinner. Dad's cousin started me on that in the 80s. Tremendous. Milk and spaghetti from Brian Friel. Perfect together.
Dude, don't talk about it. It's making me, I swear to God.
You've never tried.
You're making me sick.
Yep. Alex goes, I go spaghetti in a pint glass full of ice cold milk too. Karate Mark goes, Jason Murr mentioned spaghetti and milk. I get a smile on my face and a warm feeling in my
stomach. No.
Telling you, you got to try it. Don't mock it until you try it. It is tremendous.
Oh, God.
TJR goes, and I'm supposed to be productive at work today after hearing that Jason Murr drinks milk with spaghetti. I mean, humans shouldn't drink milk anyway. But with spaghetti, blah.
Just had some dry heat.
Yeah, I can't even think about it. I don't even know. Put it this way, because I'm speechless. My man South Philly Santa says,
oh, jeez.
He's a caveman. That's what you are, you're a caveman.
Well, what's a caveman have to do with having
milk? You got no
sophisticated palate.
You got no taste, dude.
Well, I don't do like a
How
wine.
How did you do that? First of all, I got to stop. I'm already, my stomach's turning. I'm nauseous.
Like, what made you try
just
that?
Hearing that?
It's just what we had as kids. My wife didn't have it before, but she saw that I always did. So
I was drinking a glass of wine at 6 years old with bowl of spaghetti.
No. I mean, just that's what we drank all the time. Like a gallon
of
milk.
A glass of wine. If you're gonna do a pasta dish, you're supposed to drink a glass of wine.
Yeah, I don't pair food with drink, unfortunately. Although, like, I like
that's why your garbage disposal.
Well, I like milk with
spaghetti. Your garbage disposal. Nah. You just throw anything down there.
I just have a refined.
That's what you are.
Refined palate.
You got a refinery. Is what you got. Refined. Forbid. You're just such a skeeve.
There's certain, like, I love, you know, those little chocolate donuts. You know, a little pack of mini donuts, the chocolate frosted ones. There is no better combination than a pack of those and a V8. I am telling you. Dude, it is like heaven on earth.
Dude, stop, man. Just stop, all right? Stop. I want to get to 12 o'clock and for the basketball games.
So you can check out.
So I can just ignore what you say and just watch basketball.
All right. 610-632-0975. That's your stomach.
That's
what it sounds like sometimes at night.
That's his gullet.
Yeah.
Just throw anything in there.
Yeah.
Scraps. Whatever it is.
Yeah, I love Scrapple, too.
Right. That's what you want.
Yeah.
Just throw anything in there.
You know, Scrapple's everything from the rooter to the tooter, man. It doesn't stay on the bone.
Dude, first of all, Andrew, you got it. Sometimes you got to come in and help me out, man.
What's he going to do?
All right. Just help me out.
I'm okay with a Scrapple. I like the Scrapple.
Just, just his whole way.
I'm a
from
simple man.
From the rooter to the tooter.
Yeah.
I mean, did he really say that?
Yes, he did.
It is true, though.
Dude,
don't waste any of the pig.
Dude, we really don't have anything in common,
no.
Do we? We really don't.
One thing.
What's that?
Sports.
Yes.
We think about them tremendously different.
Yes. Yes.
But we both have a severe love for sport.
Correct.
And the nuance of sport.
Yes.
Other than that, I don't even know who you are anymore. Les and Ambler starts us off on the Fanatic. How you doing, Les?
Hey, Jason, Anthony, I need your help today.
What's up, baby?
This is the fourth year that my family and I, you know, my brother, my sons, my grandsons in it, you know, doing the brackets, right? Now, I won the first year, but I've been getting dogged ever since then. And this year what I did, I watched as many college games as I could. You know, I got Lindy's college basketball book. I've taken notes. You know, I'm really doing my studying.
Yeah.
When you mentioned, like, Villanova and St. Mary's, as I was going down the brackets and I get to that game, like, to me, one of the key points is three-point percentage and free throws. And St. Mary's shot better on both of those. So I agonized over that one for, like, a half hour.
No, listen, there's a guy, Ken Palm, right? He does his college basketball rankings, right?
Yeah.
And the Ken Palm ranking was Villanova by one. And the Ken Palm ranking takes into account all that stuff, pacing,
matchup,
offense, three-point percentage, the whole thing. That was a tough matchup. That's why Jay Wright is such a great coach. Because those two teams were evenly matched, and that you look at what he did, he controlled the tempo, controlled the pace of it.
Okay, well, as I was thinking about it for like a good half hour, I came to the conclusion I got to go with Villanova because I haven't seen them play. I know that Booth is to the bulldog when the team needs him and the coach. Those were the two things that really, you know, swayed me towards Villanova. But what are the other things you look for, cuz? Like guard play, coach, does conference come into play?
Yeah, I was looking for
how they're playing.
Here's another thing. The hot team's big. Like, look at yesterday.
Yeah.
I loved Murray State yesterday. So Murray State against Marquette. Marquette, look, the Big East is a down league. And Marquette came in and they were really kind of floundering. And if you look at Murray State, underseeded, they're a team that's got some junior senior. I always look for junior seniors. I look for guys that have been there, mid majors that are overlooked. See, with one and done, it changes the whole landscape of college basketball.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. So therefore,
and they look today, real quick, Les. Iowa is struggling, right? So Cincinnati, I like Cincinnati a lot today against Iowa, because Iowa was really struggling down the stretch. I think they lost like 5 or 6 down the stretch.
So you put more credence on how they're playing within the last month leading up to the
combination.
I put some of that. I put what their roster looks like, their roster makeup. Do they have senior guards? Like freshman guards, sophomore guards.
Get overwhelmed.
I don't like those guys. I usually don't like teams like that. If you're going to have a leader, I want to have, you know, junior, senior guards. I want to see you shoot. Can you shoot threes?
You're talking about especially those teams anywhere in between a 5 seed and a 12 seed where there's a lot of variance there. And it depends on, because when you're talking about the first 2-3 seeds in every bracket, that in every quadrant of the bracket, you pretty much know exactly. I mean, like you look at Duke Zion, you know.
Right.
But those other teams, you look for guys that aren't going to be overwhelmed by the big stage of being in the tournament. Guys who backed into the tournament like Iowa. You know, you mentioned Murray State at 12 over a 5 yesterday. And
by 20, mind you.
Yeah. But the thing is, too, is if you sometimes like knowledge when it comes to a bracket is crippling because the tournament inherently, why it's great is because the unexpected always happens in some way, shape, or form. There's always upsets. And it's crazy. That's why, you know, there's always a Cinderella that goes on this, you know, grade 8 run or whatever.
Yeah,
you know?
But when you go back and look at them.
You don't wonder why.
It makes sense.
Yeah. Because of the way they were playing down the stretch or guard players.
Right. The experience. Like, yeah. All that stuff. Awesome.
Coaching.
Kind of makes sense. Now, you don't know which one is going to make a run. You don't have a crystal ball. You're looking at it. But you can almost, the one thing you can do is try to eliminate teams, you know, like you don't know what's going to happen down the stretch. Like, I like Belmont. I thought Belmont, which was the 11 seed that beat Temple,
yeah,
was going to beat Maryland. Well, they played them tough, and they were up for most of the game, and then Maryland came back, and they got tight.
Yeah.
Plus, I think they had a little bit of heavy legs because they played Tuesday night.
Yeah.
And they kind of got tired down the stretch.
Let's go to Donald in West Oak Lane on the Fanatic. What's up, Donald?
Oh.
Hey, Don.
Yo, Don.
Hey, how you guys doing?
What's up, buddy?
Not much. Hey, I'm just thinking, man, I'm feeling a little bit about the Sixers, especially after that game they played with Boston. And I'm just looking at the schedule right now, like they're going to pull themselves on the playoffs. If you look at the teams that we're playing now, they're all like weaker teams. So they got Atlanta. I think the only team that they're playing that's good would be the Bucks.
That's at home on April. I think April 4th is that game.
Yeah, so I'm just going like, I don't know, man. I'm feeling like they can go to the Eastern Conference Finals. You know,
that's the expectation, man.
I mean, look, they have the second best starting five. Now, they don't have the depth. They don't have great depth. But in the playoffs, man, you're going to shorten your rotation and you go at it. They should get to the Eastern Conference Finals.
I really feel like they will. And that's something that I was looking at, though, is the bench, man. And I do believe that could be something that can hold us back. But I'm still feeling good about them. And as far as like CJ, you think about CJ, that's one of my favorite players on the team. But I don't know. I think they might be getting rid of him this year.
Yeah, well, they need to upgrade. They need to go get a backup point that can shoot the three.
Are you worried about that right now, Donald? About them losing TJ in the offseason?
I'm not really. I mean, I really like TJ. But it might be time to move on.
Okay. Well, I'm not worried about. I'm not going to let that consume any part of my mind right now. I got bigger fish to fry.
Right. I really understand.
Okay.
But
I don't want you walking around with all this dread that they might lose TJ in the offseason when they might be going to an NBA final. I'm just trying to help you out.
That's not something that I'm worried about. I just really like TJ, but I'm basically preparing myself for it because it kind of seems like. About time to move on.
All right, man. Well, prepare yourself. I mean, it's going to be a seminal moment.
No one cares.
All right, man. Thank you, Donald. Can we just enjoy the moment?
Yo, why your sarcasm is as biting as milk and spaghetti.
Well, I just don't understand why you're going to be worried about TJ losing TJ this offseason now. You know what I mean?
Lock him up to a max contract. Why don't we?
Yeah.
Right. Are we serious here?
Yeah, let's not even have the conversation.
He wasn't saying that. He was basically pointing out that he's a weak link on the bench.
Yeah, and they have to improve the bench. And there may be a spot for TJ as the third guard off the bench. So maybe we don't have to have that this earth-shattering day where we can say thank you to TJ? Is he going to take out a billboard if he leaves?
Come on, man. Seriously.
I can't wait for the tribute video. I love TJ. He's a great kid. Total overachiever. Let's go to Damon in West Philly on the Fanatic. What's up, Dame?
What's up, Jason? Happy Friday, fellas. Up, guys? Happy Friday.
Yo, what's up, brother?
Happy spring. Happy March Madness, man.
Ooh, yeah.
So I'm at the game the other night, cuz, Jason, and the arena was just phenomenal. It was just, I mean, last 2 minutes and 45 seconds, everybody was on their feet. But something stood out to me, a couple things, right? And I couldn't quite figure it out. Like, people kept saying, oh, we need this Jimmy. We need that Jimmy that we traded for. And I got it. Here's what I'm looking at. Last year, if you look back, particularly in the Boston series and the playoffs, you know, Ben races up and down the court. We love that, right? But there are times you have to run that half-court offense. We didn't have that last year. So during the game against Boston, late in the game before Jimmy hit the closing shot, there was a play when he got double-teamed, and I'm right there. I'm sitting in section 110. He hits Tobias wide open, and Tobias goes up for a dunk. So now I'm looking at this going, okay, I got it. We'll have the running Sixers, and then we'll have that half-court set Sixers. Well, we didn't have that before. And you have a guy that demands a double team, or he can take one-on-one.
Dame, listen. It's not that hard, right? We talk right. about you run the ball, you run the offense through Jimmy in the half-court. In the playoffs, it becomes a half-court game.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just what it does. Every possession kind of slows it down, particularly when you play certain teams. Now, Milwaukee don't want to run, so you'll have an advantage. Boston's going to want to slow it down. Toronto's going to want to slow it down. And so you run the offense through Butler because Butler can create, right?
And to add to that, cuz, you're correct. One thing we've been doing, too, is we've been taking care of the ball. You know what I mean? In these past few games without
you, right? Honestly.
So moving forward, right? So you guys alluded to it. We have the Sixers. We're anticipating the long run in the playoffs, right? The Phillies are starting next week. So this is great for us as fans, for you guys on the radio. I mean, because, Jason, think about this. We run a deep playoff series with the Sixers. You have that afternoon Phillies game and that Sixers
game. Oh, the doubleheader. Game. Come on.
Doubleheader, man.
I love the doubleheader.
Come on. There's nothing better.
The double-double.
Yeah, man. This is great for us. So, and then you went into the Eagles training camp. So, as always, great show last night, by the way. I listened to you. Great show, man.
Hey, Damon, I'm going to put you in the mix for the Sixers tickets and to be in our knockout, and also for Call of the Week. We'll choose somebody at random at the end of the show. All right, buddy?
Okay, man. Thanks. Have a good
night. Thanks, Dave.
Damon's a good Philadelphia sports fan. And he's right. The doubleheader. Imagine this, Ant. All right? You go Saturday afternoon, Sixers game, you know, ABC. Second Sunday. Round of the play. You want to go Sunday? All right, we'll go Sunday. So day Phillies game into Sixers game that night at 6 o'clock.
Day Sixers, Sunday night baseball.
That's good, too. Like Phillies versus Braves. Or let's go full
Phillies Dodgers.
Phillies Dodgers, Phillies Nats.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? At home. And you do the double dip at home.
Yeah, but and that's great. I do. I love it. But the ultimate, what was the ultimate double dip?
Was that the NFC Championship game and the Flyer-Ranger game? The Lindros return?
No, that was good. That was a playoff game. That was Eagles-Tampa. Yep. It wasn't a championship game, but it was a playoff game.
That's right. It was the second round.
But what? But no, there was one that was better. There was one. I remember like it was yesterday.
Had to involve the Eagles, I'm assuming.
Yes.
Okay, so then it was... Oh, it was Red October.
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
So what was the...
Eagles, Giants.
Yeah, Phillies.
And Phillies, Yankees.
Oh, my goodness. And Pearl Jam was closing down the spectrum.
I mean, that was outrageous.
Yeah.
Eagles, I remember doing the double-double.
That's insane.
Which was one of the great double-doubles of all time.
Yeah, that's a long, long sports day, but the adrenaline will get
through. It's 2 days, two sports days.
Wrapped into one.
Right, like where you start, you know, the tailgaters are out at 7.
Yeah.
Then after the Eagles trounced the Giants, and it was on to the Phil's Yanks.
You just go out into your car and change your jersey.
Yeah, it was awesome. That was one of the great days ever.
Yeah, 610-632-0975. It was a hectic week in Philadelphia sports, from the Sixers beating the Bucks, Hornets, and then obviously beating the Celtics for the first time since the playoffs. Jimmy Butler, the week of the Butler. The Phillies on the Sports Illustrated cover, the opening day in 6 days, and Harper homers twice yesterday. Wow, what a week it's been. 610-632-0975. It is the Midday Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
All right, Tourney Mania finally gets underway, right? So we're hanging out. It's unbelievable. Day two is today. And listen, you can get in on all the action on the all-new DraftKings Sportsbook app. DraftKings Sportsbook is the number one mobile sportsbook in New Jersey. They have it all, over-unders, player props, in-game betting, and special odds boosts every day, all tournament long. So you look at today's matchup, and the beauty, too, is that you can look at different props and think, all right, well, who's going to be going to maybe the Final Four? Who's going to win the region? You can take and bet on all that stuff. And when you make your first bet on DraftKings, they'll give you a free bet up to $500. Remember, while you can download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and enter in free brackets from anywhere, you must be physically located in New Jersey to place your bets. Download the new DraftKings Sportsbook app right now. Plus, once the games begin, place your first bet. DraftKings will match it with a free bet up to $500 when you use code FANATIC. Must be 21 or older. New Jersey only. Gambling problem, call 1-800. Gambler restrictions apply.
Flyers keep the season alive. I'm Andrew Salchunas, and this update is brought to you by USAA Life Insurance Company. Help secure your family's tomorrow with USAA Life Insurance for less than you may think. Visit USAA.com, provided by USAA Life Insurance Company, San Antonio, Texas. The Flyers beat the Blackhawks in Chicago yesterday 3-1. Goals were scored by Sean Couturier, Corbin Knight, and James Van Riemsdyk. Carter Hart had a huge night. He saved 40 of 41 shots that he faced. Not only did the Flyers win, but Columbus lost. So now Montreal is currently the second wild card team, with the Flyers trail by just 5 points with 8 games left in the season. The Flyers are back tomorrow when they face the Islanders at home. In baseball, Bryce Harper hit his first home run in a Phillies uniform. Here's how it sounded.
First pitch to Harper. Swung on, and that one's hit to the right field, and it's hit well, and that ball is gone. Bryce Harper's first home run as a Philly, and the Bills jump up to a 2-1 lead.
Harper hit a second one as well yesterday. Andrew McCutchen went yard, and JT Realmuto hit his fourth of the spring. The Phillies beat the Blue Jays 13-6. We are just 6 days away from opening day. And in the NCAA tournament, Villanova beat St. Mary's yesterday 61-57. They advanced to the second round. No major upsets yesterday. Murray State did beat Marquette. Murray State being a 12th seed, Marquette being the 5th seed. All 1 and 2 seeds advanced who played. The madness continues today at 12:15. We know you're busy, so we made it even easier for you to hear any of our shows that you missed. Go to 97.5thefanatic.com or download the Fanatic app for a daily Best of Show podcast. I'm Andrew Salchunas on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Gano and Mertidis, middays on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Wake up with Alexa and 97.5 The Fanatic.
Set an alarm on Alexa. Then after it goes off, say,
Alexa, open 97.5 The Fanatic.
Now playing 97.5 The Fanatic.
Wake up and catch up on the latest Philly sports news on The Fanatic at 5. And Farzetta and Trey in the morning at 6.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Oh, it's Sports Mania at Gateway Kia, and it's awesome with a capital A, baby. We're talking real madness. You gotta get down here and pick up one of these cream puff delights. The discounts are prime time, baby.
You heard them. Now get slam dunk savings during Gateway Kia's March Mania savings event. Lease the all-new 2019 Kia Soul for only $159 a month. Or how about a 2019 Kia Sportage for only $199 a month? Both with no money down. Or get up to $6,000 over book for your trade. Or we'll match your down payment up to $6,000.
This event is a dipsy-doo dunkaroo. Gateway Kia is a true strawberry shortcake, baby.
Hurry in for massive March Mania savings on all-new Kias. Now through Monday at Route 611 in Warrington and Route 309 in Quakertown. Online at shopgatewaykia.com.
Leases are for 36 months, 10,000 miles a year. Zero security deposit. Tax, title, tags, DM fees are additional. Trades based on gals values. Offers cannot be combined. Leases are with Tier 1 credit approval. Only total amount due at signing must take delivery on 3/31/2019.
Guys, are you not performing the way you used to in the bedroom? This can happen at any age. Dr. Sloan at Philadelphia Urology Associates is treating men of all ages with Gainswave, a revolutionary ED treatment. Gainswave addresses the root cause of ED for lasting effects. Gainswave is a safe 20-minute medical treatment that breaks up blockages and repairs blood vessels. There is no downtime, no pills, and no shots, ever. With Gainswave, you can be active the same day. Gainswave is simple, non-invasive, and available at Philadelphia Urology Associates. Don't wait for a little blue pill to kick in or undergo risky surgery. Be spontaneous again and regain control of your sex life with Philadelphia Urology Associates. For more info and to schedule your free consultation with Dr. Sloan at Philadelphia Urology Associates, text the word CURE to 797979. That's CURE, C-U-R-E. To 797979.
Who else wants to discover how to invest in cash-flowing apartments without dealing with a single tenant? Join us for a fast start, two-hour free training event and discover a proven system created by a landscaper who went from mowing lawns to controlling over 8,000 units. You'll discover how to safely invest in apartments using little or none of your own money, how to create a monthly passive income stream that'll allow you to retire in as little as 3 to 5 years. Ari Mentor, the experts in apartment investing education for over 15 years, will be in the Philadelphia area sharing this unique system. Be one of the first 30 callers now to get your seat at this class free. Call 800-417-2766. Investing in apartments requires little money down and low risk if trained properly. Learn the secrets from the experts at RE Mentor in just 2 hours. Call 800-417-2766 and be one of the first 30 callers at 800-417-2766. You have nothing to lose and a legacy to gain. So call 800-417-2766.
Jeep SUVs are legendary for giving you all kinds of freedom. The freedom of going anywhere, anytime in Jeep Wrangler. Motor Trend's 2019 SUV of the year. The freedom to travel in luxurious comfort with Jeep Grand Cherokee. The most awarded SUV ever. The freedom of taking in more fresh air in Jeep Compass with its available panoramic dual-pane sunroof. Or the freedom to push your adventures to new lengths with Jeep Cherokee's 31 mpg highway. During the Jeep Freedom Day sales event, well-qualified current lessees of competitive vehicles get a low mileage lease on the 2019 Jeep Compass Latitude 4x4 for $189 a month for 42 months with $3,199 to its signing. Tax, title, license extra. Jeep Grand Cherokee has received more awards over its lifetime than any other SUV. EPA estimated four-cylinder front-wheel drive. Actual mileage may vary. Call 1-888-925-JEEP for details. Requires due to contribution lease of Chrysler Capital. Excludes all other FCA vehicles. 25-cent charge for each mile over 35,000. Residency restrictions apply. Take delivery by 4-1. Jeep is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
It's switch and save days at Comcast Business. Switch now and save $600 a year off our regular price. Get started with 75 megabit internet for $49.95 per month for a two-year agreement when you add 4G LTE backup and one voice mobility line. Sign up by April 7th and get a $300 prepaid card, too. Call 1-800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business. Beyond fast.
Offer ends 4/7/19. Restrictions apply. New business customers only. Two-year agreement required. Early termination fee applies. Equipment taxes and fees extra. Subject to change. Prepaid offer ends 4/7/19.
Want healthy, strong, moisturized hair? No matter how you wear it, you only need one thing. The magic of gold. Unlike some products that just sit on the surface, Gold Series products penetrate each hair strand. It provides superior moisture and strengthens from within. Created by experts who live your texture. Gold Series works better because it's made better.
Anderson 400 Series windows are the clad window of choice for contractors because they're easy to install and have fewer callbacks.
Check this out. This flexible jam liner makes a tight seal, even if the rough opening isn't perfectly square.
That's, great, Dad. I was just seeing if I could get a ride to Kendall's.
That's also why they choose to install them in their own homes. Anderson 400 Series windows. The window contractors trust the most. Earn rewards on the purchase of 400 Series products. Learn more at TrustAnderson.com.
Hey, this is Jason Martinez. I got to talk to you about the Rothenberg Law Firm because as sports radio hosts and fans, what do we always talk about? We talk about our Philly sports teams, of course, but how much winning means to us in this great city. And that Rothenberg Law Firm, they know how good winning feels and how important it is in this town because that's exactly what they do in the courtroom for their clients every day, and that's win. The Rothenberg Law Firm, Philly proud and Philly strong for over 49 years, and they've been protecting, fighting, and standing up for the injured people of Philadelphia all along the way. Now, if you're like me, you probably grew up seeing Alan Rothenberg on TV. Well, since then, Alan and his family have continued and grown their firm into the trusted household name that it is today. So if you're injured and you want to win, you call the Rothenberg Law Firm. I know this to be true. They're not going to stop until they win for you. So here's the number. 1-800-624-8888. That's 1-800-624-8888. Or you can visit their website at injurylawyer.com. Again, the website, injurylawyer.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
What up?
What up? Say, Mo. It's funny. You're on the meatloaf kick over there.
Take it easy.
Yeah. Well, I love meatloaf. I'm a big fan. It's one of the foods, Anthony, that
you're talking about it on Twitter. Like,
yeah, people are tweeting about it.
Are they? I've never eaten it.
Hey, Ma, can we get some meatloaf?
It's great, man.
Yeah, I've never eaten it.
I'm a huge fan. 76ers one goes, come on, Jay. Milk and spaghetti? Mixing that with corn, also meatloaf, is a violation. He goes, hamburgers are to be grilled or fried. You fry your hamburgers? He goes, not baked, vomit worthy. Kidding me? You fry your hamburgers, first of all? You put a hamburger in a deep fryer? No. Or maybe fry it in a pan? That's no good. Come on. You have my old lady's meatloaf? I'm telling you, you'll change your ways. It's a food that does not sound appetizing by its name.
Yeah, I'm out.
Because of the loaf.
I'm out.
And then, of course, you got Meatloaf the singer.
I'm out.
Who's very appetizing.
I'm out.
A lot of people want to throw me in the bagster.
Well, you are a bagster.
Love Meatloaf. Yeah. Bad out of hell.
I hate that Meatloaf, too.
He's half opera, half rock.
I've always hated that.
How about this guy? Bill goes, Jason, you're a caveman and a garbage disposal, but I couldn't agree with you more. Teeth-chilling glass of milk with spaghetti, meatballs, and garlic bread. Perfection.
No. Dude, why are you doing this, man?
Just try
it. I'm just trying to get to an hour. I'm just trying to get to 12:20.
Ed goes, Jason Mertz's stomach's like a bagster. There's all the S in there.
Yes.
Milk and spaghetti, chocolate donuts, and V8.
Well, whatever it is. He goes, throw it in there.
He goes, I'm surprised he didn't say he washes down his gabagool with Tang.
That's a great lie.
Skifuza.
That's a great lie. Tang.
It's a bit of a poseur, you ask me.
That's pretty classic. I could see you as a Tang man.
No, I don't do that.
You're a Tang guy.
No.
Hey.
I do like Hawaiian Punch, though.
Ew. Oh my God.
It's like a sugar.
You know what's great about you is that the fact that you have kids, you can eat what they eat because you eat off the children's menu.
Here's the problem, though, dude. We removed all the garbage from the house because, a couple of my kids may be affected with the same kind of things that I've been affected with OCD and ADD. And like goldfish, there's like junk and goldfish. So we go all organic with that stuff now, and it tastes like cardboard. So I'm done nipping on all that
crap. I think my little Anthony's got a more developed palate than you do.
Well.
He likes his salmon, his Pellegrino.
Yeah, so does my son. He loves that stuff, too. Well, not the Pellegrino, but he loves salmon and all that stuff. He'll go all the way. He eats sushi at like 9. He loved it. So 610-632-0975. Here, real quick, Ant. Today on the show, we're going to crown our caller of the week. So all the good calls get in the mix for caller of the week, which is a $200 gift certificate to Golden Nugget Jewelers, where Philly gets engaged. And we also have another pair of tickets to Sixers Nets on the 28th, next Thursday, and a spot in our knockout game on the Sixers court after the game. You can also register for a spot in the competition on our contest page at 975thefanatic.com. So good calls will go into the mix for one of those prizes. We'll choose two winners at the end of the program today. All right. Let's go to David in Baltimore, who joins us on the Fanatic. How you doing, David?
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you?
Hey, Dave.
I'm going to get to my point in a second, but I have three girls, and I'm sorry. Milk? Are you? I don't even know what to say. I haven't had milk since I was like 12.
Have you broken any bones?
No adult should be drinking any milk, period, till they're like...
Have you ever broke a bone?
Yes, I've broken a bone.
Yeah, it's because you didn't drink your milk. There you go. I've never broken a bone. I go through a gallon of milk every 2 days in my house.
Anthony, I'm going to throw up.
Yeah.
Try not to throw up in my office.
Dude, I was going to tell you, man.
My points about the quick-top tournament.
Yeah.
And I got a quick thing on Harper. First of all, that kid yesterday on Murray State was unbelievable, man. That
Morant. Now, you know, it's amazing.
That was great.
Because the most impressive thing was he had 16 assists. He had 16 dimes in his triple double. You kidding me?
Yeah, that he was unbelievable last night. And also there was a gift. You have a chance. I don't know if you saw the dunk of the guy on Maryland yesterday at the end of the game, the Belmont. That was
that was hammer. Yeah.
And then to the Flyers game last night. Man, it doesn't get any better. I can't. It's so hard. Can you think of another position in Philly sports history that has been so, like, wanted, like begging for a savior? I can't think of another.
Well, wide receiver, like, with the Eagles for many years was that.
For many years.
Yeah, and linebacker to some extent.
Quarterback.
Well, yeah. Well, we had some good quarterbacks, though.
Not really.
I mean, you had Jaws, you had Randall.
We never had the all world quarterback,
MVP level quarterback.
Who was before McNabb? Who would have been the last one? Would have been all the way back.
Cunningham.
Randall.
Yeah,
Randall. I mean, the problem with all the quarterbacks, they all had warts.
Yeah,
you know, like, you know, wide receiver, you had, you know, Mike Quick. I mean, it wasn't like it was a historic franchise. Flyers, you missed it for 30 years.
Yeah.
Well, 20 years.
And it cost you because you went to the Cup about 7 times in that period, and that was oftentimes what cost you the Cup.
Yeah.
Does it not blow your mind when you see the kid getting interviewed? He looks like he's 10, and I'm like...
Yeah, but how composed is he, David?
It's incredible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That is one of the hardest positions to play, and you know what? It's an absolute treat to just watch him play right now, and I'm just going to enjoy it. He's out of his mind, man.
Yeah.
This is all unbelievable. So
yeah, and it's funny. Like, I when you were out, Ant, the day you were sick, I did, like, all these, you know, I played taps for the Flyers. I thought the season was over. They're 4 points out now, so I have to rescind the taps.
We got to go back to the schedule, bro.
Yeah. But I kind of said, okay, so there's some positives to take out of the season, and what otherwise was a failure because they won't make the playoffs. Yeah. They should. And, you know, obviously one of the huge positives is Carter Hart. There's other positives like the development of young players, you know, Sanheim and Konechny's taking the next.
I do. I like your young players are playing well.
Yeah, you like the group.
Yeah.
And a positive is they got cap space.
I ask you this when it comes to Fly Guys. Now, who's this? Because they still need an elite goal scorer.
Mm-hmm. Well, they don't have that person right now.
No, I know. I'm asking you.
Well, Panarin's available.
I mean, I love the bread, man.
So you got, if you want that elite goal scorer, you got to go hard. Now, I have a feeling he's going to end up in Florida because he doesn't want taxes. And
really?
I don't think winning matters to him.
Him
and Bob will both go there. Play with Barkov.
Oh, my God. They already got enough. I mean,
they got guys, like, Couturier's got over 30 goals again. But he's not an elite goal scorer.
Who else?
JVR is over 30. I got forward wise. Well, there's a lot of RFAs like Mitch Marner and Line A, but you got to tender them. You got to give up 4 number one draft picks. Mm-hmm. You have to overpay to put a club in a really bad position. And with a lottery system that where you can move up like the Flyers did a couple years ago from, you know, 11-2 or 13-2. There's some inherent danger in that, but
I mean that's the biggest. The biggest need is that
the 40-plus guy.
Yeah, I want the elite goal scorer. That's what we've been missing for a long time.
That and the goaltender. You're right. They haven't had. That's the one thing that Drew's never had is an elite sniper.
Maybe if he had the elite sniper on his line. I mean, think about when he had Jágr.
Yeah, the space that created for him.
I mean, think how great he was with Jágr. You know, it's a great point you bring up. Part of the reason why he's underrated, Drew. It's because he hasn't had the guy to play with.
Yeah, hasn't been surrounded with that guy.
And for a guy with his playmaking ability, that's the biggest thing he's missed.
Yeah, the hockey IQ and that creativity.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.